They've no respect for her, or what matters most to me. That's why I stand for the flag, and I kneel at the cross. Mourn for the friends I have loved and lost. In SDUBB, did God we trust? And the freedom I fought for is grand.
Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by Eternal Affairs Media.com. I am your host, Dan Hennen. Today is November 16th, 2020. Our show will be about last week's news, and I'll be stripping out the fake news and providing the listening audience with what really has been going on in the past week. Basically, a current events show. We'll start off the episode with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow the show to go forth and reach thousands, even millions, if you will, Lord. May thy will be done, and we're grateful for this show and our audience. Please be with each and every one of them in their homes while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. In Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name, amen. The founder and publisher of Eternal Affairs Media, Curtis R. Bazzelli, is a loyal member of Patriot Mobile and encourages you to mention his name. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative mobile phone carrier that will meet all your calling, texting, and data needs. You can get up to $600 off your bill annually when you refer friends to Patriot Mobile. Join us and fight for your conservative values with each call you make on their nationwide cell phone network. Remember to mention Curtis R. Bazzelli when you sign up for service. Got a lot to cover this week, mainly with the election and the fun shenanigans that have been exposed all week long by this fraud that we've been seeing perpetrated right before our very eyes. Now, if you turn on the mainstream news, you won't see anything of it. Mainstream news is really focusing on Biden winning the election, accepting it, hiring up his staff, setting up his cabinet, and the questions of why is it taking so long for Donald Trump to concede and move on? Well, in reality, that's nothing from farther from the truth. Trump did win the election. We'll see this now with the updates coming out. Starting off, this week, Michigan. There's a sworn affidavit regarding fraud in Wayne County, Michigan. And so these aren't just allegations. Once again, there's not just one or two of these, but they're coming in so fast. Attorney Sidney Powell says it's like trying to drink from a fire hose. There's so much sworn affidavits coming through. So we got to watch this and take with a grain of salt what the mainstream media is saying. They've really reported that there's just one whistleblower coming forward. And that person has since recanted. That also is not true. No one has recanted anything. So those are the kind of things we need to look out for when we see what's going on here. So we know Michigan, big problems in Michigan. The FBI, there's a man by the name of Jeff Pastor, a Cincinnati City Council member, that is under investigation, was arrested by the FBI. This was on November 10th. Didn't make much of the mainstream news, but we're seeing, you know, corruption here at the city council level. Sidney Powell says that there was 450,000 votes for Biden that had nothing else on the presidential election. Nothing else voted for. The entire sheet, the entire ballot blank, except for one oval filled in for Biden. And those, they found to be 450,000 of those. Mike Pompeo said earlier this week, the world is watching. And he says, don't worry, Trump will have a smooth transition to his second term. And boy, he got really scalded by this on the mainstream media for saying, what do you mean second term? Biden won. And so Pompeo says, no, really, it's Trump that won. And believe me, he'll have a smooth transition. But he went as far as to say, quote, the world is watching. And this is a common phrase from QAnon as well. Another coded message here that we're seeing. Gina Haspel, CIA director, met with Mitch McConnell on November 10th this week. And so we got the interesting things going on with Gina Haspel. We know that she was the station chief in London in the UK during the 2016 timeframe, with all of the shenanigans going on there with the Steele dossier, Lisa Page, Christopher Steele, Peter Strzok, and McCann. Lots of shenanigans going on there. She is most likely on her way out. Look for her to be fired. The Department of Defense, the new acting Undersecretary for Intelligence is Ezra Cohen Watnick. Ezra Cohen Watnick, someone that Q has told us to watch in the coming months. Good guy, a white hat, and he is moving on to that position, which is very encouraging news. Now, his chief of staff, get this, is Kash Patel, also new, also a good guy, white hat. And so we're starting to see good players being set up in high positions in the Department of Defense. There's also been some resignations and some firings in that area. And once again, that's Trump getting rid of the black hats, the corrupt infiltrators in these groups, and they're being replaced with good guys. And so this is taking an awful long time to do. We're now 4 years in, and some of these changes are just taking place now. And I think that's going to show how corrupt and how deep the level of corruption goes. A Russian Air Force helicopter was shot down near the Armenian border near Azerbaijan. This was November 9th. Didn't make much mainstream news at all, but that's pretty big news, whether it was legit or not. This happened on November 9th. Now, what we get the very next day, and this is an apology that it was confirmed being shot down by Azerbaijan, and they apologized for the, quote, mistake. Very strange things going on here. Keep in mind for the listeners out there, if you're active on Twitter, that seems to be where the war is taking place now with the digital soldiers. Please post everything out there that's good and correct and clear and concise, because the media, mainstream media, is really doing a lot of censoring. G News is one of the best outlets out there for news, along with OAN. But keep in mind, anything you post from G News, any link that has a G News website domain in it, you'll get an Instaban on Twitter, regardless of the article. They'll give you a 12-hour Instaban and shut you down. That's what we're dealing with now. Fulton County, Georgia, this week said they found 132,000 ballots that were found but are ineligible. So what we're getting is a lot of these countries with the corruption, they're ineligible ballots, or they're coming in late, or they're past the expiration date and they came in too late, but yet sometimes they're counting them anyway. Georgia is a state to watch. Now, there's formal investigations going on currently in three locations, two in Michigan, one in Pennsylvania, and I think we're going to see Georgia next, but this is something the mainstream media refuses to touch on. They keep saying there is no fraud, there is no evidence of fraud, and all these are is unfounded allegations. And so just to tell your family, friends, and loved ones, these are formal investigations that are going on, that are legit. They are legit. These are not allegations. Eric Schmidt this week, remember the former CEO of Alphabet and Google, was busted by QAnon for being in North Korea in 2009. part of the corruption going on there. He's applied for citizenship in the country of Cyprus this week. Once again, it's the timing of all this. Tom Cruise gets citizenship in Greece. Eric Schmidt going to Cyprus. All these folks are leaving, and the timing is quite strange. Now, if you follow the election night voting, you knew something was up. But none of it was really documented. It just seemed strange. One person, a data scientist, tracked it during each of the hours, each 15 minutes, I believe, is what she did, and tracked this on election night. Sarah Eaglesfield, who's a data scientist, was tracking votes in Virginia and noticed a jump at 5:12 a.m. the next morning after the election. 169,000 votes for Trump gone. And 5:12 makes sense. You know, people staying up late are going to be logging off 2, 3, 4 in the morning. People getting up early might be 6, 7 a.m. in the morning. But 5 o'clock, once again, it signals to me that some sort of intelligence was involved here by doing this at 5:12 a.m., doing the glitch, doing the hiccup, removing votes. Sarah Eaglesfield, tracking the votes on a notepad piece of paper, noticed the big jump went down, busted cold. And so she has log records. And once again, this is evidence of the shenanigans. Siri this week, if you use Apple, earlier in the week, if you asked, how old is the president? The answer from Siri says, Kamala Harris was born in 1964. Well, enough people saw that, and they had to quickly backtrack and fix it. Siri now says that Donald Trump is 74 years old. Why was Kamala Harris the answer for how old is the president? Was that a glitch? Was that a coincidence? Remember, no such thing as a coincidence. Biden party had a celebration and a street party in Seattle that included one person being shot. And so once again, mainstream news is talking only things positive. You're only going to see Biden with a smile on his face. You're only going to see articles in the mainstream news of Biden wanting to fix the COVID, wanting to fix America, bring everyone together. But you won't see celebration parties like this where someone is shot even making the news at all. Wisconsin, there was a video of a fight breaking out between Biden supporters and BLM supporters. This took place. And so we're getting some of these odd scenarios of these strange companies here. Biden supporters, BLM supporters, at a rally in Wisconsin, and a fight broke out. These people are not on the same side. They'll have you think they are, but they're not. A courthouse in Athens, Georgia, was being prepped by Secret Service last week. But it's the very courthouse where the site of the rigged elections took place in 1946, where patriots took control of the rigged elections in 1946. It's known, it's a historical landmark, this particular courthouse, that they found election fraud taking place in 1946. Some thought that was a coded message. Why would the Secret Service be going there? U.S. Marshals this week found 27 missing children in Virginia. Also, big news. Mainstream media is not pushing any of these topics of children, sex trafficking, human trafficking. But these things are going on almost on a weekly basis on my show. I'm reporting how many children are recovered or saved on a weekly basis in various states all across the U.S. Dominion voting. This is going to be, I believe, very similar to the Diebold voting scandals that took place in 2000 and 2004. Remember the election scandals? They found fraud 2000, 2004 in the Bush elections in Florida and 2004 in Ohio. Now it's all Dominion voting. corruption. If you look in the source code for Dominion, the way the voting machines were set up, there's a misspelling on the word Republican. Republican, R-E-P-U-B, but the next letter is L, Republican. The code shows that not as a lowercase L, but an uppercase I. Different letters, they do look the same. The naked eye really can't tell a lowercase, an uppercase I from a lowercase L. They do look the same, Republican. However, spelled wrong. Those in IT that have researched into this found out that the misspelling is causing people voting for Republicans to be dumped into a non-bucket or thrown out because it's only votes cast for the correct spelling of Republican that are going to the Republicans. The incorrect spelling is going to an invalid bucket on the electronic ballot. It's not going to Republicans or Democrats. Now, if you're voting for straight up Trump, I think those ones work. But if you're voting for a Republican and not the name of the person, it's going to default into the Republican, which is spelled wrong. It's not going to be counted. That's the sneaky kind of things that are going on here with this corruption. You think that you're voting for the right person or right party. It's going to the wrong bucket. It's not being counted because only those with the correct spelling of Republican are being counted or tallied for Republicans. Those are tossed out, they're not tossed out, but they're considered lost votes. So in a lot of these elections, if you're looking into these yourself, looking into the tallies of how they're marked, you can look into the totals for Republicans or Democrats, but look at how many are going into a bucket called lost votes. That is where these are all being tallied. And compared to other years, other election years, that's a very small percentage of numbers. Lost votes in this particular 2020 election for the president is huge, big numbers. Mainstream media is not reporting on it, though. So you got to look at lost votes. Those are the ones being tripped up and dumped into the wrong bucket for tallies. And that's why Trump is losing all these votes when people actually did vote for Trump. On election day, a water main in Atlanta broke, which forced the counting in the election to be delayed. This took place in Fulton County. People are questioning, did it really take place, though? Was there really a water main break? Some anons out there looked into the city of Atlanta and could find no invoices or work orders for that particular day to fix any water main break. So this could be a false reason, fake reason to extend or delay the election voting because of this fake thing. Now, in the past, we know that in the year 2000, they had the bomb threat called in at the election counting center at the county that was doing all the recounts in Florida for the Bush election. And so everyone had to leave. Well, when everyone came back, the counts had Bush now leading and Al Gore now behind. And so that's when they do things to switch things, insert those SD cards, SIM cards, things like that, reboot the system. Next thing you know, the person that you want to win is now way ahead because of the votes. Something very similar could have happened there as well. It's a reason to get everyone out, delay the votes, and have high probability of illegal things going on here. Now, the beauty of all this, there was one post on Twitter that said the beauty of all this is that when the election counts get redone and the counts get done and Trump wins, and we see all the corruption of all these illegal ballots that will not be counted anymore for Biden, it's going to expose not one, but three things. It's going to expose the corruption by the Dems who are in on this knowingly, keyword knowingly. This is not a mistake. This is not something that happened just by mistake. People who are involved in this shenanigans did it on purpose, meaning knowingly. The media is doing this knowingly. They know that Trump's going to win the election and Biden, there's no way that Biden can win. But the media is pushing the narrative that Biden did win. They're doing this knowingly. And the censorship we're getting on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. It's censorship. You can't make a post favorable to Trump anywhere without it being flagged as suspicious or not yet verified. It comes through as almost fake news that anything you post for Biden goes through right away for anything that's public about Biden. Anything you post about fraud, election fraud, and whatnot is tracked. Sometimes they won't even let you post it. If it does, it'll come up saying that it has been flagged as possibly not correct, not yet verified by the fact checkers. So the nice thing, once the election recounts get done and the states get overturned, you have three things, not one, three things favorable. It's going to expose the Dems, expose the media, and expose the digital censors. This is what we would call a trifecta. Good news coming this week, and lots of booms. Now, the CEO from Pfizer, the P-H-I-Z-E-R pharmaceutical company, the same day as the COVID vaccine announcement, he dumped 62% of his stock. This was November 11th. Take a look at this week. His stock for Pfizer, the stock went up 20%. He dumped it the same day as the vaccine announcement came out. Now, typically, this sounds like insider trading, correct? Typically, with the vaccine coming out, an announcement like that, you're only going to see the stock go higher. But for some reason, the CEO decided to dump his stock, I think, knowing it's going to go lower, and I don't think there's going to be a vaccine out there, or maybe Pfizer's not going to be awarded the vaccine, if in fact a vaccine's done. But the news leading up to it this early this week caused the stock to go up 20%, and he dumped it. This is highly irregular, highly illegal. Dominion voting. It was found out on November 12th last week that votes were switched, actually switched. People voting for Trump in the electronic system came back and were flipped, and it shows that they voted for Biden. So that's another case of election fraud, switching the votes. Georgia is going to be doing a recount in Georgia, hand count in Georgia. Now, the problem with all this, the mainstream news, it's showing that Biden is actually busy setting up his cabinet and is already meeting with foreign officials. Well, he's not the president. He's not the president-elect. He did not win. And in fact, this is a violation of the Logan Act. Can't be meeting with foreign officials. Now, the only person that called, the only entity that called Biden as the winner was the AP. It's not the media's job. It's not for them to call who's the winner of the election. They can project all they want, but they can't be out there calling it. They're the ones who called it. They called and said that he won. He made then an acceptance speech proving that he won. And I think that's what Trump and the supporters were waiting on to count this as a fraud. Nothing would have happened if AP would have called it and he won. That's just poor judgment on AP's part. But I think they needed to wait until Biden actually stood up and did a press conference and concluded that he won to make the crime now punishable. This is treason. And we're going to be seeing lots of folks being put to jail, a lot of big names being thrown in the slammer. Attorney Lynn Wood. Lynn Wood is also working the case with Sidney Powell. Keep in mind, Lynn Wood was the attorney in the Richard Jewell case as well. Very good whistleblower attorney. They are working very hard on this case in all of these various states. Truckers are in a strike in the state of Tennessee. November 11th, truckers in Tennessee went on strike against the Biden's political potential policies that he's going to put in place. And basically, Biden's saying that he's going to win in the state of Tennessee. He said, here's what my potential policies are going to be. Whole boatload of truckers there went on strike to say, this ain't going to happen. So Biden's facing a lot of backlash. This is also something that's not really in the news at all. All this backlash. Philadelphia. It found out now that there were stolen USB drives. These drives in Philadelphia at the election centers had admin access for voting machines, and they found those being stolen, gone, missing, those USB drives. And if they're missing, you can plug those in, you're granted admin access to various voting machines, and you can go in the back door and do whatever you want to the results. More corruption. This week, a Twitter account called Your Friendly E, capital E, was out impersonating Ezra Cohen Watnick on Twitter. Now, that account, shortly after, was suspended by Twitter, which is good, but it also came out that Your Friendly E was more than likely I, the Spy. I, the Spy, is a known LARP, live-action role player on Twitter. So for anyone who found that out and read and followed and actually believed those tweets from Ezra Cohen Watnick, that is not the case. That account was suspended, and it was being typed in by I, the Spy. Lots going on. One whistleblower named Richard Hopkins, he's the Marine veteran and the U.S. postal worker, they said that he blew the whistle on election fraud and then later recanted. He said, I never recanted at all. In fact, he was audio recording his conversation with Agent Strasser. Agent Strasser was the one that was very intimidating in that interview, forcing him to really recant and say that he made this whole thing up. Strasser, once again, the bad guy here. Very illegal what he was doing to a poor whistleblower here. Captured on audio, really forcing him to recant. And he said, no, I never did recant. U.S. servers in Germany were raided. This involves U.S. election meddling. If you look this up on the news, it was November 13th. And this took place also with the Dominion Voting Company, where their servers are based in Germany. Servers in Germany are counting the U.S. presidential vote. Oh, that's a problem. We got a problem there. Well, the other problem is this. It was Louis Gohmert who tweeted it originally, and someone backed it up saying it took place, that the U.S. servers were seized by the good guys. Well, many people came out and said there's no way they would be able to seize them. If they're in Germany, who's going to be doing the seizing? Who's going to take them? So a lot of talk over the weekend on the boards, on the forums, saying that may be misinformation. Maybe the bad guys, the black hats, were actually the ones that took those servers. Whether they took them or not, keep in mind that it was in fact a fact that the Dominion voting servers were in Germany, in Frankfurt. One must ask yourself, why in the world was that even the case? There was a March for Trump on November 14th this week. That was big. That was big. So they're also connected to Eventbrite. Eventbrite had a calendar event for people to show up in a March for Trump using the hashtag March for Trump in an event. It was taken down on social media. Once again, this is being censored. And they announced that the march was canceled. This was November 10th. So the event was supposed to take place November 14th, and it did. But on the 10th, they already got it shut down off the website, and they said it was shut down. The event was canceled. Administrators and officials for the March for Trump event said that is not the case. We never canceled anything. So keep in mind the shenanigans that's taking place here, and people really don't know what to believe, where to look to find their news. But that march was never canceled at all. For those following the federally sealed indictments across the country, that total is up to 210,000 people have federally sealed indictments against them, and so we're going to see some mass arrests. Hopefully sooner than later, but this has been going on now for 3 years. The number keeping to be rising, rising, rising. 210,000. Dallas Jones was arrested this week. Remember, he's a Joe Biden staffer and a former FBI agent. That's big news. Dallas Jones arrested. But you're not going to see that all over the mainstream news. Democrats found 120,000 votes for Biden. For Biden. Same day as the Milwaukee election chief lost his election's flash drive. So the chief in Milwaukee, the election chief in Milwaukee, lost his election flash drive. Remember, we mentioned this earlier in Philadelphia, the USB drive being lost, or not being stolen, but being lost. This was Philly. So what I'm getting through here to the listeners on the show, same thing in Milwaukee. This is what's been going on now. They're losing their votes, or they're losing the flash drives. And then people are looking at the votes, and they just happen to find they're in Milwaukee, 120,000 extra votes for Biden. Oh, how interesting. In Arizona, they're thinking of doing a recount by hand. Recount by hand, Arizona. I think we're going to start seeing a lot of these. And I do believe it's going to be done in the form of the swing states are going to be done first to see who actually won on the recount and to take out and remove the illegal ballots. But I think then after the fraud has been found in those states, they're going to go on to even the non-swing states and probably recount everything. And I think that's when you are going to see Trump winning every single state, when the landslide, hashtag Trump landslide, is then going to be proven true that he did win in a landslide. It's not even going to be close, in my opinion. Leo Terrell this week on November 10th says, I will work the case for free to help Trump in the federal election fraud. I'll work the case for free. He's a black attorney. He says, I will do this pro bono. Offer his services on Twitter. Now, Facebook banned Mark Sidney this last week. Now, Mark Sidney runs two of the largest pro-Trump pages on Facebook. He was banned and shut down on November 10th this last week. And if you get a chance to watch OAN with Chanel Rion, one of the best journalists, true journalists out there. She did an interview with Ron on Dominion voting and the corruption. Ron is Code Monkey. Ron's father is Jim Watkins from 8kun and 4chan fame. And it was Ron that announced this last, I think 2 weeks ago, that he was leaving and stepping down from 8kun as the admin. And people thought, I wonder what he's going to be doing. Why would he be stepping down now? I think we got our answer. He's going to be working full-time on the election fraud case and be doing interviews and testifying on all of this. Very high-tech guy who knows the source code. He's the one that developed and found, I think, the upper and lowercase L in the word Republican in the Dominion voting. Maricopa County, Arizona. Get this. The GOP chair resigned and stepped down after she refused to sign the certificate of accuracy for the votes in her county. Remember, they were still doing recounts. The recounts weren't even done yet. She said, I'm not going to sign anything. They had Biden winning. She says, no thanks, not interested in putting my signature on the certification because they're not done yet. It's not accurate. They force her to resign and step down. This is the level of corruption we're dealing with here in all of this. Now, in closing, we got two things. Sidney Powell did say just today, November 16th, that where there's going to be overturning the election votes in several states will be overturning the election results, meaning Biden, they will announce that he did not win the state. Trump, in fact, did win the state in several states, not one, not two, but the word she used was several states. You're going to see election results being overturned. Also, when you think of election fraud, think of California. For those not aware, California called the election. Immediately after the election polls closed in California, they announced that Biden won the state. Now, how on earth would that happen? Code Monkey, Ron, announced just today that his backup account is going to be on Gab. He found a lot of suspicious activity on Parler. He opened up his backup account on Parler. He says, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to set up an account. I'm not going to do anything on Parler in case something goes down. Gab seems to be the most secure spot for him to post things. So Gab, G-A-B, if you want to follow Code Monkey or Ron Watkins on there. He's a good guy to follow. He's the one putting together Project Odin, which also might be going live here as well. That's a kind of a backup for the internet. If the internet goes down, the backup for the internet is Project Odin. And I think that's what we're going to see here in my closing thoughts. What we're going to see is the election fraud coming out. If it does come out and make the actual mainstream news, I think we'll see the internet shut down, possibly power grids going down, things like that. They're not going to want to have that publicly announced. And for certainly not Biden losing. And it's going to be very tough to backtrack and to walk back the fact if Biden is arrested here this week, along with many other Dems that were involved in this fraud election. It's going to be hard to walk that back. And so I think we might see Project Odin go live here if the internet gets shut down. Look also for random power outages, grids, power grids going down. And it's all going to make sense why it was very important for President Trump to establish the EA, the Emergency Assist, EAS, I think it's called, a broadcast, EAB, when he announced that they're going to be doing emergency broadcasts if the power and the internet goes down. He's going to be able to communicate to the public via text. And people will get the notifications on their cell phones using emergency alert broadcast. We might be seeing that here this week. That's all I've got for today. Once again, my name is Dan Hennen. Today is November 16th. Please remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent operation, media operation in End Times Ministry, and we rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com and bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. I'd also like a big shout out, big thank you to our Patreons and our donors. Have a good week.
Do you hear our battle cry across America? We've got to rescue her. You know it's up to me and you to see the truth behind their eyes. Don't change America. God bless America and the red, white, and blue.